And welcome back to the Cinemania World Podcast, everyone. My name is Dwayne, and today we have episode 126 of the Cinemania World Show. As always, I'm joined by my co-host. We have a lot of people here on the podcast today. First, we have from Geekly Goods and the Cinemania World team, we have Leo. Leo, hello.
Hey, what's going on, Dwayne? Man, I cannot wait to see you next week, brother. I cannot wait for San Diego Comic-Con, but it is going to be great to talk some news with you guys. Super hyped for Blue Beetle. Emmy's really here to catch up because I'm a little behind, but man, I'm excited to talk to you guys, man. And I'm excited to see you, bro.
Yes, we got 1 week for Comic-Con together. At least we're going to be going because no one else is. Golly, let's get to some other co-host here today. We have from Candid Cinema, we have Manda. Manda, hello.
Hey, it feels like it's been forever.
And you say this all the time.
And I know. And I feel like I just want to be with you guys all the time and do these shows.
So. It's very good to have you here, Manda, as always, to get into some of these topics. We are also joined from the Cinemania World team and film posers. We have Josie. Hello.
Hello, happy to be here and be back.
Yes, it's very good to have you back here on the show. First show with you in a very long time, but it's very good to have you here to get into these news. And lastly, we have from the Cinemania World team and YouTube, we have Alex Madden. Go ahead, Alex. Go ahead.
What up, what up, Cinemaniacs? Welcome back to the Cinemania World Podcast. Wish I was going to Comic-Con with you guys. Can't this year, though.
Not this year. Next year, though. Next year. Yeah. Hopefully everybody's back next year. Yeah. And all these strikes can, like, be situated. And we get everyone paid. Because Lord have mercy. But it's good to have you here, my friend, as always. All right. So let's get into these news. We actually have a lot to get into today. We're going to go through some of these Emmy nominations, some of the trailers this week. Why there were so many trailers this week. I saw that. We're going to go to some of the news coming out of Deadpool 3 and some other stuff on the docket here that we'll get into. But first, let's start off with the Emmy nominations that launched today. I was really happy that they didn't start these at like 6 in the morning or anything like that. And it was like 11 a.m. during my lunch break, and I watched the entire nomination ceremony. So let's get into it. Before we get into the actual list of nominations, I kind of want to go around. And I know, Leo, I know you said you're a little behind. So I'll start with, like, Manda. Let's go to you as far as, like, just general thoughts on the nominations this year.
I think it's really stacked. Like, if you look at every category, there's so many shows. And there's so many people from the same show. That have been nominated, obviously Succession, obviously The Last of Us, which the whole gang here is really happy about. But yeah, I'm not, the only thing I'm really surprised with is the Obi-Wan Kenobi nomination. I just did not see that coming at all. Not with Andor there. Why are we double dipping? How much people, how many people on like the Emmys vote, like voting panel, like do they actually like really care about Star Wars that much? No offense.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Damn. But yeah, I think I'm happy with it. I've watched maybe like a quarter of the things that have been nominated. I'm not really on top of television, but it looks good to me. As long as The Last of Us is there and it gets some love, I'm doing the right thing here.
Let's go to you, Josie, regarding just general thoughts on the nominations today when you saw them.
I love how I don't feel the same way about Obi-Wan Kenobi because I didn't finish it.
Goddamn.
Yeah, so I am disappointed. I think my biggest disappointment is that Diego Luna didn't get a nomination.
Yeah.
But I'm glad The Last of Us got some love, and I'm also glad Daisy Jones and the Six got some love because I thought Daisy Jones and the Six was going to be overlooked. Because it did get a lot of attention when it was on Amazon Prime, but not as much as these other shows like Succession and The Last of Us. But it snuck in. Now I will say, how the heck did it not get any songs in there?
I know.
I will say that I think
Grammys Avengers.
I will say I do think you're right about as far as the getting kind of, you know, The Last of Us in Succession had more steam than Daisy Jones, and I think that's because of the correct me if I'm wrong, was those shows weekly, and then was all the entire season dropped on Amazon
Prime? Daisy Jones and the Six was weekly, but it was three, then two.
See, like, what? that's a weird
rollout. I know. So they released, it was a weird strategy, but I was happy that at least they weren't trying to do like all of them at the same time. They tried at least like a little, and I think that helped it hold up throughout the week because people kept talking about it. And I think that's ultimately what helped it get so much attention during awards. But I was so scared it was going to be overlooked, so I'm glad with what we got, even though the music didn't get some love. That's a hate crime. Mm-hmm. But also, it does feel like the voting body only watched the same, and like everyone was watching the same thing. There was more TV than everything that was nominated, but like it's just the same shows over and over again.
I don't remember the numbers, but it was like Succession and like The Last of Us had like 20.
Succession has 27, The Last of Us has 24, and White Lotus has 23.
Yeah, it's nuts. But Alex, how about you regarding that? I know you're not like the big, huge TV watcher when it comes to these shows, but
not really. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that something like The Last of Us or like Ted Lasso, The White Lotus, like Succession, like those big ones, I'm not really surprised that they got a lot of nominations. I guess like I'm scrolling through it right now. I'm kind of surprised. I guess it's more or less like actor or actress in like a limited or anthology series or TV movie. Like I was kind of surprised to see like Daniel Radcliffe in there. Like I totally forgot that like Emmys can also include like streaming movies too. So
that's so a
I was
win.
Like yeah, it's definitely a win. Like I mean, I definitely forgot that like all that was like part of that too. So like when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's weird. But I mean, I'm not really surprised. I do think Andor should have got more. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Obi-Wan, but I don't hate it, but I don't see why I got more than Andor, and thank God no She-Hulk.
Oh my gosh, She-Hulk. Let me give you the Wednesday nomination's not like, I feel like that was one of those.
Yeah, that's cool, because I didn't know like Pedro Pascal and Jenna Ortega basically made history.
Being the first Latinos
to be nominated for lead acting category, so that's cool.
Awesome. So I was surprised about that. And lastly, Leo, any thoughts off of the Emmys before we get into the nominations really quickly?
First, I'd like to go out on the record saying that I would love to have seen She-Hulk. And also, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, glad to see that on the list. Glad to see Wednesday. Very happy to see House of the Dragon. Let's go. Last of Us is great, but I'm sorry. I'm really cheering for House of the Dragon and Ted Lasso. I mean, those two shows were some of my favorites. What is wrong with you, Alex? What is
like
wrong with
half of it? And then I was just like, I don't really care anymore.
Nah, man. You're going to have to go ahead and watch that, man. Finish that up. But man, I am happy to see those. Nice to see Wednesday. Jenna Ortega was great in that show. I gotta say this.
Uh-oh.
It's good to see beef, but gosh, the controversy is a lot.
Oh yeah, that it was kind of like
wait, what jarring happened?
Well, beef. I haven't heard about it in months because of like what happened with the controversy coming from the show. I personally really liked the season. But after it came out, there was a lot of controversy about an actor on the show. Yeah. I think it was like allegations that he has. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw it pop up on like the, you know, the nominations, I was like, oh shit, I forgot about that show, because it's been kind of on the back burner because of the controversy. But yeah, so I mean, we'll see what happens there and stuff. So Luckily, the actor didn't get nominated for anything, because that would be some weird stuff to kind of talk about. But okay, let's get into the actual nominations now. We're not going to go through all of these. I know we do this every year and people get mad, but we ain't got time to be going through no 30 awards. So just bear with us.
Who's as getting we start. Mad?
I don't know. Yo, last year I got a message. Somebody was like, "This is really disrespectful. You guys didn't go through." I was like, "Bro, I don't got like 3 hours, man. I'm sorry.
We'd be here all day."
Jesus. Yeah, we got other stuff to get into. I'm sorry. Okay, so best drama series. Let's start from the top. We have Andor, Better Call Saul, The Crown, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, Succession, The White Lotus, and Yellow Jackets. Listen, dude. Oh, this is just, you might as well call this the HBO Max section, because Jesus Christ. There's one Netflix show, which I feel like lately Netflix has been kind of, usually Netflix is like in these like three times or like twice. But no, they have like one show in here with The Crown. And yeah, so that's the drama series. Really happy for The Last of Us. I'm really happy for House of the Dragon. Yellow Jackets, I'm a huge fan of. I still have not seen Andor. Better Call Saul is great. And yeah, so really, really strong category. I'm gonna go through a couple before we get thoughts. Best actor in a drama series, we have Jeff Bridges, the old man.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea. We have Brian Cox, Succession, Kieran Culkin in Succession, Bob Odenkirk in Better Call Saul, Pedro Pascal in The Last of Us, Jeremy Strong in Succession. Might as well call that the Succession pile. Then we have Best Actress in a Drama Series, Sharon Horgan in Bad Sisters, Melanie Lynskey in Yellow Jackets, Elizabeth Moss in The Handmaid's Tale. Did you still play that show? Anyway, Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us, Carrie Russell in The Diplomat. Oh, I didn't even know she got nominated for that. Amanda, you've been talking about that show a little bit, right? You saw that show? Like, you've been watching
it? Yeah, I liked it. I'm not like that much of a Keri Russell fan, but she, like, it's her genre.
Yeah. I haven't started it yet.
It seemed very similar to The Americans to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we have Sarah Snook in Succession. Best supporting actor in a drama series, we have F. Murray Abraham in The White Lotus, Nicholas Braun in Succession, Michael Imperioli in The White Lotus, Theo James, The White Lotus. Jesus Christ. Matthew McFadden, Succession. Alex Ruck, Succession. Will Sharp, The White Lotus. So this is all just HBO, this entire category. Best supporting actor. Jesus Christ.
Alexander, you mean Max, right? You mean Max?
Or Max, whatever you want to call it now. Okay, the best supporting actress in a drama series, we have Jennifer Coolidge in The White Lotus, Elizabeth Debicki, The Crown, Megan Fahey, The White Lotus, Sabrina. Oh my God, that last name. Passiatori, Aubrey Plaza in The White Lotus, Rhea Seehorn in Better Call Saul, J. Smith Cameron in Succession, Simona Tabasco in The White Lotus. So let's go through those really quick and get people's thoughts on those. I'll start with you, Amanda. Anything from those top categories here from these Emmy nominations? Best Drama Series, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting, and then Best Supporting Actor, all in a drama series.
I think it's just like HBO domination across the board, as we've been saying. And like, honestly, the quality of like making the actual series, HBO has always been up there. So it's not surprising. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy for Keri Russell that she's up there. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty standard. We've heard some names before, and you know, The White Lotus still continues, which is just surprising to me. I don't know why, but I don't know. The second season wasn't the greatest, so I just but it's not surprising. Mostly, I mean, I'm happy for.
Yeah. I think it's because the second season, like, I love the story in the first one, but the ensemble in the second one was better, mm-hmm. and I think that's what draws people in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, the setting was nuts. They really picked a really good hotel.
Let's go to you, Alex. Anything from these top categories as far as best drama series and then the actors in the drama series?
Yeah, this just looks like we've all been saying. This just looks like HBO domination, like White Lotus, Succession, just everywhere. I mean, good. I mean, that's good for them, though. I mean, that really proves that like a lot of people love it and a lot of people are watching it. I mean, other than that, nothing really sticks out to me. I mean, like I said, I'm not really like I'm kind of behind on TV. I'm curious to know what Jeff Bridges got nominated for The Old Man. I don't know what the hell that is. I'm curious about that, but. Other than that, yeah, I mean, I'm so far behind on TV that I can't really like comment.
Well, because most of these shows are like shows that even I it's The Crown. I mean, I got through one season and I was all set.
I will say something. I'm surprised there's not more Netflix here.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because every week, like The White Lotus and Succession was just and The Last of Us. Those shows were just like in the topic of conversation for such a long time.
Well, plus two, it's like, what did Netflix really release for TV last year?
I can't even tell you. Wednesday.
I mean, Stranger Things, yeah, but it didn't count because of the division they did. Because a lot of people were upset that Joseph Quinn wasn't eligible. But it's because they release after the cutoff time that part two. And to qualify, you have to have more than 6 episodes.
Oh, that makes sense.
So they being shady as always.
And them episodes were like 2 hours each. So
Since it was only 2, they were like, nah, doesn't count.
Yeah, I did not know that. How about you? How about you, Leo? Any thoughts off of these Emmy nominations from what you've seen today?
Lots of HBO, to be honest. Like you guys said, I'm gonna be real. Lots of shows I haven't seen. I'm just gonna put it out there. Besides, like a couple here and there, like House of the Dragon, Andor, Last of Us, Better Call Saul. That drama category, I've really gone through. But I mean, you know, looks like a good lineup. I think that the old man was something on FX for a little while.
I think so too.
Never got around to that one. So. Mm-hmm. But that does seem like a random outlier in the pack. I don't have too much to add, but HBO dominant for sure.
Let's go to you lastly, Josie. Any thoughts off of the those drama categories?
I know a lot of people, I've been seeing a lot of people upset that Harrison Ford got snubbed for Shrinking. I haven't seen it, but
I've heard Shrinking's good.
I heard it's
good. I've heard good things, especially about his performance. So I think Jason Segel got in, but Harrison Ford didn't. Again, still upset that Diego Luna didn't get in for Andor, but
yeah, that was strange.
But yeah, I think it's this whole thing where I'm just wondering because there's so much TV. And we keep seeing the same shows over and over again. I mean, I'm happy a lot of the people got in for guest performance for The Last of Us. But then you also start to wonder, like, is it like a word of mouth thing? Because most of these shows, like The White Lotus, House of the Dragon, all of this is always trending on Twitter. Andor did get some buzz online. Daisy Jones and the Six also. So you start to wonder, like, is it just shows that get that buzz?
Yeah.
Has to be because my other issue too because I'm hearing a lot of us say we haven't got into these shows. I just think it's because it's so much. There's like 5 new shows a week. There is a show that you have to catch up with weekly, along with shows that are all available. It's talking about the entire season. As far as for me right now, right? As far as what I'm watching right now. Friday is season 2 of a show on Amazon Prime called The Summer I Turned Pretty. And I like the first season. I rewatched it. It's rough the second go around. But season 2 is this Friday. I think Amazon's just going to drop the whole thing. So like I got that. I got this Hijack show with Idris Elba that I'm trying to keep up with. I still got to finish like Silo on Amazon Prime Video. And there's just a lot. I still have to finish the last season of Barry, the last season of Succession, never even started The White Lotus. I think this is just like, there's just a lot on television. Whereas before, like if you go back like 10, yeah, if you go back like 10 years ago, it's like, okay, we'll have like 4 major shows that were all just like watching at the moment, you know? And then like now it's like with the abundance of streaming services, there's just way too much.
Oh wait.
Yeah.
I just realized that Rings of Power get anything?
No, I don't think so. Dude, the show was boring as shit.
That show was bleh.
That was boring as shit. I saw the first two episodes in the theater, and literally like 20 minutes into the first episode, I was dead ass asleep.
I heard that the show was rough.
It is rough,
as far as
man.
Like just like. I thought it was really, I mean, they showed a lot of it last year. I don't know, Leo, if you remember. They showed a lot of that last year at Comic-Con. It was very pretty. But then I just never watched it when I got home. Like, when it came out.
Like, it doesn't strike me as, like, a show where they're like, because they bragged about, they're like, oh, we spent $1 billion on this show. I'm like, it doesn't show it, though. You know?
Yeah, I thought it looked nice, you know?
It looked nice.
They went all out. They went all out for Comic-Con. They had the whole, like, theater wrapped with, like, stuff. It was crazy, but so let's go real quick. Let's just speed through this comedy section. Okay, so best comedy series, we have Abbott Elementary, Barry the Bear,
Woo!
Jury Duty, Amazon Freebie, what the hell? The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso, and Wednesday for best comedy. That's a really strong category. One quick thing for me here, The Bear is not a comedy, guys. What is that about? That is so random. That is not even close. That the amount of stress and anxiety on that show, that is not comedic at all. So I don't know what they're talking about. Okay, best actress in a comedy series, Christina Applegate in Dead to Me. That was the last season of that show. Rachel Brosnahan in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Quinta Brunson, Abbott Elementary, Natasha Lyonne for Poker Face, and Jenna Ortega for Wednesday. Best actor in a comedy series, Bill Hader in Barry, Martin Short, Only Murders in the Building, Jason Segel in Shrinking, there you go, for Shrinking, Jason Sudeikis in Ted Lasso, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Best supporting in a comedy series, Anthony Carrigan for Barry, Phil Dunster for Ted Lasso, Brett Goldstein, Ted Lasso, James Marsden, Jury Duty. What the hell is that show? Eben Moss,
it's on Prime.
Backrack for... Oh, okay. For The Bear, Tyler James Williams, Abbott Elementary. And then we have Henry Winkler for Barry. Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy. We have Alex Borstein for Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. There you go, Leo. We have A.O. Edebiri for The Bear. We have Janelle James for Abbott Elementary. Cheryl Lee Ralph for Abbott Elementary. Juno Temple for Ted Lasso. Hannah Waddingham for Ted Lasso. Jessica Williams for Shrinking. So is that why everybody got mad for Shrinking? Because the lead didn't get anything or something? Is that what happened? It's looking like? Because everybody else did from that show. So that's very interesting. And real quick, while we're here for Best Limited or Anthology Series, we have Beef, Dahmer, Daisy Jones and the Six for Josie and Amanda. Fleshman is in trouble for FX. And Obi-Wan Kenobi. And it's painfully miscast in that category. But so let's... Any thoughts from the comedy section of the Emmy Awards? I'll go back to you, Josie. Any thoughts from the comedy aspect?
Very happy for Abbott Elementary. Ted Lasso, we have Beef, not to be redundant, but this season I did not have as much fun as the previous ones. But I'm happy Phil Dunster got in, because as soon as he had that scene with, like, where are my rings, Roy? I was like, yeah, he's getting in.
I still haven't finished that last season of Ted Lasso, because I heard it was like a mess. I don't know.
It was. It's a lot, because it's also the way that they handle their female characters, the way that they handle the story. I mean, the way that it ends just feels weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. Finish it off, Dwayne.
He's had enough. He's throwing in the towel.
No, I love Ted Lasso. I just like, I'm really bad at finishing stuff.
Man. Yeah, I mean, it's
especially
it's
when I'm not invested.
Show.
Yeah, especially when I'm not 100% into it. I just kind of move on. It's a really bad habit. Okay, so anybody else for a comedy series? And then honestly, we can get going on some other topics.
I have no comment. I have not seen any of those. I've heard that all of those shows are good, so it just
seems I've heard
like
that too.
Great
yeah.
lineup, yeah. It seems like a stacked up lineup, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right. So I this agree. is none of us watched anything this year. We are going to be crazy.
I barely watch TV. I don't watch anything anymore, guys. Sorry.
I can already see the comments. I can already see it. Oh, these guys didn't watch anything. What the hell's the point of this? All right. Let's just move on. Let's go into some trailer news. So apparently, because of the looming actor strike, that hasn't started, right? But apparently, because of that,
no, negotiations are until midnight Pacific Standard Time. They have a federal mediator right now trying to help, but it's unlikely they'll reach an agreement by then. If they do, it'll be miraculous, but it's most likely they will join the WGA in the strike. So now we'll just have to wait and see, because that means no press appearances, no press junkets, festivals are going to be weird.
No San Diego Comic-Con's going to be weird.
Yep. I saw that was the reason why a bunch of trailers were just coming out this week at the same time. So let's start from the top. Let's start with Wonka. Let's just push Alex to the side just for a little bit. Let's talk about this Wonka.
I'll just mute my mic now. Just call me back in like 5 minutes.
The trailer released earlier this week, and
false propaganda starting rumors.
It hasn't really been in my radar until I started seeing, because the only thing I got from the movie is that one still that we've had for a year or two of Timothée Chalamet and the hat and stuff, and I kind of just like moved on. And then they dropped the trailer, and listen, what I said on Twitter was I thought it was a trailer that, like, I was smiling, and I feel like that's because I don't think we have to overthink this. It's just lighthearted, fun. People are floating in the air. They're talking about chocolate. It's Timothy doing something that I like. I don't know what it is just yet. We got Richard E. Grant in here as a Oompa Loompa and stuff. I just had a good time with the trailer. Thought the trailer was good. I think it looks pretty good, too. There's a couple of questionable shots, but I think overall, I think I had a good time with what the trailer presented us. So let's go to you, Mana. Wonka trailer.
I was so happy with it. Like you said, it was just, I was beaming while I was watching it. It just, like, it feels nostalgic at the same time because we all watched it growing up, Willy Wonka. I think Timmy looks great. I think he's going to do a great job with this. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people with the talent that he does have up his sleeve. Obviously, it's from the director of Paddington. How can you not love Paddington? I think he's going to bring the same kind of energy. But it just feels very lighthearted, and it just shot up to being like one of my most anticipated films of the year.
I did not know it was the director of Paddington. Maybe I'll give Timothy a chance on this.
See? Hold on.
Leo, how about you? The Wonka trailer. What'd you think?
Oh my goodness. Wonka looks so fun. I mean, it looks wholesome. It just has that Paddington energy with it, and it just looks looks great. And even to get that little like quick scene of Sally Hawkins in there, I'm like, oh yes, we've got the Paddington magic all over this. But Timothy looks like he's actually having a lot of fun, and that's one complaint I have about him. He just seems bored all the time, but here he seems like he's actually having fun. Like, here he seems like he's actually having a good time, and I'm like, okay, I'm looking forward to this Timmy energy. So honestly, I'm really looking forward to it. I want to know more about what the conflict is here, because to me, I don't think the trailer or teaser or whatever this is, it doesn't really spell it out that well. But I'm looking forward to just unwrapping the chocolate, if you will. And I'm looking forward to this. I'm anticipating it way more now.
Look what you did, Leo. Yes.
Got the gold ticket, yo.
You smart boy.
Let's go to let's go to you, Josie. The Wonka trailer.
Okay, I'm just gonna say I love Timothée Chalamet. I think he's a great actor. That's my disclaimer. He's such a seriously unserious person. He's very funny. I mean, he said period to Martin Scorsese without hesitation. So I know he can handle a role like this, especially because he tends to be a little bit one note when it comes to his performances in other places. But I also think that has to do a little bit with direction. And here, I was overly critical because I've been anticipating this. And again, I love him and I know what he can give us. I felt it was he felt a little bit miscast when watching the trailer, but the more I watched it, because I couldn't stop, because it is fun. I think it's the way the trailer is cut, because they're also hiding the fact that it's a musical, and that was very weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get an idea for the plot beyond like whimsical Sweeney Todd.
It's a musical?
It's a musical.
Yeah.
You didn't that's what
confused me. Yeah, all right, maybe I'm back out on this.
Right, I'm like, ah, no, man. I think
they're saving it for the second trailer, but I definitely, like, I see Josie's point with this, too.
I could tell from, I don't know, I thought we all knew that. I could tell from, like...
Yeah, because I remember there were a bunch of behind-the-scenes clips when they were filming of him singing and all that. But it's just giving Natalie Portman and Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium.
Yeah, like, I'm all in.
I forgot about that.
But, I mean, his curls, they did a really good job. The hairdresser worked. I mean, you can tell he is having fun. So I just think it was the scenes that they used and the way that they cut the trailer, because it's just in general that something was off to me. But I am excited. Yeah. I think he can pull it off. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a single actor that would have been perfect for the role. So we should give him a chance. I'm sure it'll be okay.
I already saw a comment that said Tom Holland.
No. Honestly, the only other person I can think of is Nicholas Holt.
Maybe, yeah. He needs something because he keeps losing these. He keeps losing these roles.
I was gonna say, did he lose out on this role?
I think. I mean, the poor guy. I think he was probably filming other stuff.
Oh man. That agent is mad.
Nah. I'm still holding out for him as Lex Luthor. Come on, man. Come on now.
He's gonna be a finalist and he's gonna lose again.
And then lastly, Alex, go ahead. What? Talk your shit.
What? I think it looks fine. That's it. I mean, I'm not a big Timothy fan. I think he's very stoic, and I think he looks like he's definitely like he always looks like he's like an angry 13-year-old. But I think it looks fine. That's all I got. It looks fun. Once you guys told me it was Paul King, I was like, that my ears perked up. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be great. He's gonna give us tiny horse energy. It's gonna be fun.
All right, let's go into some other trailer. Let's go into Blue Beetle. They had another Blue Beetle trailer, and I actually just watched it like before we started airing. It looks really good. I mean, it looks a lot of fun. Yeah. That villain does not look good, but everything else looks fun.
Was this the one in front of Mission Impossible, or was that the old one?
Was there a lot of action?
I think so.
If it's a lot of action, then that's the one. My guess is that they probably put the new one in front of Mission Impossible.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, that was it. I mean, it looks good. I'm just nervous about this movie money-wise.
Yeah,
but
I think we all are.
Yeah, for real.
And it's hard for me to get really, really, really excited just because it feels like a doom and gloom is kind of coming. Like, I know everybody's on Twitter is like, you guys better support this, but I keep trying to tell people Twitter is not the minority at all.
What's the budget? It better not be like a fucking $300 million movie.
I think realistically, if I had to think about the old Warner Brothers regime, they probably would have gave $50 to $100 million to Blue Beetle. And a lot of the shots look very in like, you know, in neighborhoods and stuff like that. Yeah. So I would guess no more than $100 million. If they did...
Yeah, it's listed at $120.
That's not bad. That's okay.
Yeah. Like, at least if it doesn't do like as good as everybody wants it to, it might.
It
have
won't
a
be
chance.
Like a big ass bomb right. like the Flash. Right. So right. we'll see what happens. But yeah, the trailer looks a lot of fun. I'm excited about the movie itself. I just don't know, man. It's DC.
Yeah. At this point, yeah.
we will get to it, but those castings, I just, they not getting to me, bro. I don't know what it is. So
yeah.
All right, let's go around regarding the Blue Beetle trailer. I'll start with you, Leo. Thoughts on the Blue Beetle trailer?
I am so hype. So hype. Like, listen, man, I've been rooting for Sholo ever since season one of Cobra Kai. So I'm here pulling up to see my boy Miguel get the spotlight. Super happy about that. I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think Indestructible Man looks pretty awesome. He is a villain from the Blue Beetle comics. So I was like really happy to see like somebody. At first I was like, wait, is that like Red Beetle? But I was like, oh, okay. Like after a couple watches of the trailer, it's clearly Indestructible Man. So I'm super excited for that. It's weird that they, it's weird that the main villain though is like Susan Sarandon.
I was going to say, isn't she the main
villain? It's a random white lady.
Well, like here's my thing. Cause isn't Ted Kord like a major... major like Blue Beetle villain, and it's like, and then who's Victoria Cord? Because I know jack shit about the comics.
I think she's supposed to be the Ted Kord of this universe. So I mean, it'll work, I'm sure. I'm a little curious to hear about the relation, to see more of the relationship between Jaime and the Scarab, because it's very different in the in Young Justice. The Scarab is actually like pretty sentient and destructive in the beginning of their relationship. So I'm curious to see where they go with that, if they change it to more, because right now it kind of feels like Iron Man Friday. So I'm trying to figure out where they're trying to go with that. Maybe they're going to change it so that it's not so destructive in the beginning. But
I mean, honestly, I got a little bit of that energy in this one.
The destructive?
Yeah, and this in yesterday's trailer, I got a little bit of that energy because they were bickering a lot, and then she was like, "Yo, but like, look what I can do," and he's like, "What are you doing?"
Well, it's more like villainous, like it's like
it's even more
out to kill people, like in Young Justice. So I'm like, I'm thinking they toned that down a little bit, but yeah, honestly, maybe. VFX,
I got that. Yeah, that's especially with that scene when she cuts the bus in half. I think that's a perfect example of what you're saying. It was a little bit wonky.
Just a little. Like, Shang-Chi White. I was like, okay, we're a little weird here. But anyway, for the most part, I'm so excited. Super hype. I'm worried about the box office, too. I'm so worried.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Yeah. Let's go make it like a buck. Okay. Let's go to Menda. Blue Beetle. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the trailer and it was fine. Like, I'm just excited for people to see his origin, because I'm basing this off of my love for the Injustice games, and I've always played with Blue Beetle and I really love his suit so much. And I think they really got that down pat. The suit looks sick. It looks good. I mean, I hope it is good. I hope it does do well at the box office. I'm like, no one wants a film to fail at the end of the day. But I think people will show up for him, and I hope they like his origin story.
Yeah, I agree. I hope it at least garners a nice little fan base for Blue Beetle, because it looks like he's gonna continue. And there were rumors about Blue Beetle being in Superman Legacy and stuff. So I mean, we'll see what happens. Josie, how about you regarding Blue Beetle? What do you think?
And now they're supposedly teasing a cameo
in the movie,
in Superman Legacy. It's gonna be Gal Gadot.
Peacemaker.
Why?
I will literally. It's I gonna will be Peacemaker. The
Why would Peace? What would Peacemaker have anything
they
to do?
They interact a lot in the comics.
Man, okay.
Never mind. I thought they were just gonna keep milking these Gal Gadot cameos, but probably not.
Gonna be isn't too, she sure. gone? Isn't like her contract officially over?
Is it over?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it was so surprising when she was in Shazam.
Hold on now. Nobody officially said that contract is up. Oh, just Wonder Woman. Well. Can't be
maybe, well. Maybe they drew up a new contract just to have her cameo.
He's like, please stay with me.
Yeah. Well, regardless, my whole thing with Blue Beetle is that it just feels like whenever I think I'm out, it pulls me back in. And they're fun. Each trailer they release, it's been fun. I will be watching it.
Yeah.
We'll just have to wait and see what happens, but I'm pretty sure people will go see it.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I just, so I guess we'll see. Alex, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, for both trailers, I don't think it looks like it's going to be like this groundbreaking superhero movie. I don't think anybody really thinks that, but if this is just something that's like easily consumable, light and breezy, but like entertaining at the same time, which is the vibe that the trailers are giving off to me, I think I'm going to really enjoy this. Like all of you, I'm concerned about the box office because I really don't think anybody gives a shit anymore about this whole universe since they announced the reboot. But I mean, I hope it's good, and I hope it makes money too. So, and it's not going to be a gargantuan runtime either. Thank God.
No, and also didn't James Gunn say that Blue Beetle will be starting like the new DC?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess Superman Legacy is the first movie, but Blue Beetle is like the first character.
What? That doesn't make any sense. I have read that quote 45 times, and I'm like, that does not make any sense. Yep, James. Yep.
I did the same thing when he was on Michael Rosenbaum's podcast, and he said that. I was just like, what?
Can you, like, oh man, it's, I don't know, dude. It's just, that's like saying, Fantastic Beasts is like the first movie of Harry Potter, but Harry Potter is
the first character. Harry Potter character, yeah.
What? Whatever, man. God, I'm already getting tired of this universe. It ain't even start yet, man. All right. Okay, let's get through these last few topics, and that's just the first look at the new suit for Wolverine in Deadpool 3. Now, the only thing I'll say about this Deadpool 3, I don't really like following like scoops and stuff like that. You know, I think Leo knows this too. Every time he has a scoop, I'm like, Leo, man, I don't care about these scoops, man. But listen, the only thing that I will say regarding what I've been seeing about Deadpool 3 is that it's looking like the plot is them taking out the old Fox characters, and I think that is so hilarious. And it's, I know, so it's Deadpool. Like a lot of people are getting upset about it and calling it distasteful, and they had this Fox logo, and people, I don't understand. Listen, I understand as far as like what happened with the merge and stuff and Disney buying them, but I mean, it is Deadpool. If there's any character who's going to have a 20th Century Fox logo in their movie to destroy it, it's Deadpool. The same thing would be happening if this was like Disney and they're destroying all of Disney. Like, they'll have like the Disney castle there.
Right.
It's all Deadpool. Like, I have no problems with like a Deadpool movie doing that. I really don't. And the concept of like him going around, it's literally like that comic book that's called Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe. If that's what they're doing and it's like kills the Fox Universe, I mean, sign me up, dude. I'm sorry. I can watch Deadpool kill Ben Affleck's Daredevil. Why would I not want that?
Yeah, exactly. Why, right? Can he kill Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider while he's at
Why would I not want him to just murk? Imagine this. Imagine they wanted to do something fun and cheeky, and they get Chris Evans to come back as Human Torch, and then he just kills him. I think that'll be hilarious. I know, I get it. Everyone's sensitive over the topic, but I think it's really funny if that's what they're doing. The suit itself, I like it. I like it a lot. I don't like the sleeves, but then I heard one of the reasons why they have the sleeves to protect Hugh Jackman. I'm all for that.
Yep.
But I like the blue. I like the yellow. I'm glad they're finally doing it to make people happy.
Give him stuff. The undies.
Even the new Deadpool suit is cute. It's like a little brighter, and I've always liked, you know, when these suits get bright. And I've always hated when Marvel used to mute all the colors for their suits, like Scarlet Witch. I don't know if you guys like Scarlet Witch for the longest time was like maroon. Like, why is that maroon? It's supposed to be red. But so I'm all good on this Deadpool stuff so far. I know people are kind of lukewarm on the movie, before it came out, you know, before it comes out next year. But I everything that I've seen so far has been kind of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. Let's go to you, Leo, regarding the Deadpool 3 stuff.
Well, dang, man, you don't like scoops? You must not like ice cream then, bro. But anyway, Deadpool 3. The suit, Deadpool suit looks great. I mean, I'm gonna be real with y'all. That brighter little cherry red we got going looks like it's more out of the comics than the muted fox look, so I really like it. I'm underwhelmed with the Hugh Jackman suit, man. I'm an understanding of the sleeves. I understand that it's to protect you, and I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. But the shoulder pads look off. Like, some stuff just doesn't belong in live action, I think. And I don't know. It does look a little cartoony. I love that X-Men animated series, but I don't know. It just look a little off to me. But everything I've heard surrounding the movie, the little clip with Ryan and Hugh Jackman, super excited for this. And then we've seen a couple of photos that I think leaked out a little bit. But it was them like kind of battling. And I'm really looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Listen, if I get to see Channing Tatum Gambit just be like, killed, finally, I'm going to be so also happy.
I wanted to say something about like the word leaked. So listen, people, not a damn thing has been leaked.
That's true.
From this set.
That is very true.
I'm not talking. I'm talking about the photos. Like, okay, I know Ryan Reynolds posted that first one. Those action scene ones, I mean, they're like the most HD shit I've ever seen. Like, the Fox logo, I don't think any of these were snug. Like, how many movies has Marvel done where we're like, man, we haven't seen a lick of like set photos and stuff right. like that. There's been a good amount. So this one feels a little bit like, hey, dude, let's get the word. Let's get some good word out as far as fans and get them excited. And so this does not feel like somebody snuck these. These are the most clearest 4K photos I have ever seen. So 4K. I don't know where homeboy. I don't know where homeboy was sitting or like sneaking, but these ain't no leaked photos. Listen,
he's just got a really good GoPro, okay?
These are them probably. these are them probably trying to steer away some of the, you know, talk that's been going on with them as far as for a while as far as Marvel this and Marvel that. I think these are all doctored and facilitated. Very smart in their end to get people talking.
I mean, last time we got photos like that from a Marvel set, I think, was Spider-Man 2.
No Way Home.
When they were all, I remember when they were in Venice and abroad, that a lot of those pictures were online. And also from Eternals, I remember when they were shooting scenes with Richard Madden flying as Icarus, but he's like in normal clothes. Those pictures were also online a lot.
Yeah. So, I don't believe these were leaked at one bit. This is, I don't know. Maybe it's just me being paranoid, but I don't know. Amanda, how about you as far as Wolverine suit and Deadpool?
I was just really happy that we got the yellow suit. I think it looks pretty good, and I'm excited. We were talking about his cowl in the group chat, so we'll see what ends up happening with that. So I like it. I think that, like you guys said, if anyone's going to bring in the 20th Century Fox shenanigans, it's going to be Deadpool, and it's gonna be really funny. And honestly, like, apart from like Across the Spider-Verse, obvi, I think they're gonna handle the multiverse stuff extremely well. For some reason, I just have a gut feeling that it's going to be like dumb and funny, which is going to work for it, because you can't really explain half the stuff that happens with the multiverse. So I'm excited. I love Deadpool so much. So, it's been a while and I'm really excited to get him back.
All right, let's go, to you, Alex, as far as thoughts on Wolverine and the Deadpool.
Listen, bring me this yellow Wolverine suit any day of the week for Wolverine now. Like, Hugh Jackman or not Hugh Jackman, it's time.
Bring it in. I think it looks as good as it possibly can for live action. Yeah, there's a little weirdness to the suit, but I'm giving it a pass because I get it looks cartoony, but I feel like that might be the point of that suit. I have no idea. But it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be fun if it is about Deadpool and Wolverine like killing the Fox universe or Deadpool killing the Fox universe and Wolverine trying to stop whatever it may be. I think that's going to be really fun. I think that that's going to be a really fun joke. If they give Wolverine the cowl, I think I'm about to allude to what Amanda was talking about. Dude, like, I'm happy Marvel's finally given these guys, like, actual suits to wear, but is that cowl going to be CGI if they give it to
Hugh Jackman? It is. It is. Anybody expecting that it's not going to be is crazy.
Yeah.
Because they don't... They do not. Oh man. Okay. Let me just move on. I hear Leo. I hear everybody. I hear Alex. Let me just move on. Okay, Josie. Any thoughts on Wolverine and Deadpool 3?
I think the suit looks cool. I don't know what else to say. Like a lot of people didn't like it, Leo, but I thought it looked cool. Now Feige, we just need that mass photo of him like lying down, and we need a scene of him lying down in bed holding a photograph.
Yes. Oh, the photograph, the meme. Feige hates mask. Okay, anyway, let's get into the last news of the day, and that is the new Superman castings led by Nathan Fillion playing Guy Gardner. We got Dora the Explorer playing Hawkgirl.
She's actually
I heard that movie. I still haven't seen that movie, but yeah. And then we have so that was, I forget the other two.
I like Dora. She's good. She was also the new Father of the Bride.
Yeah,
that's right.
So Hawkgirl casting is really interesting. And the Dora the Explorer movie, from what I watched, was a lot of fun. And it's not, it wasn't as bad that a lot of us thought it was going to
no,
be.
No, it's actually.
But, so I'm excited for her, you know, and stuff. But Nathan Fillion, I didn't need all this in Superman's first movie, bro.
That's my concern.
His reasoning was, okay, I want to introduce the character to the world. And I want to show how he'll have companions while he's, I don't know, dude. This universe, man, this is not, I don't know. And then the people after these castings, because we had the guy from Barry, I forget his name, we had him, he's playing someone.
Anthony Carrigan.
Yeah,
he's playing
Metamorphosis, whatever, I don't know what his name is. What's the guy's name? Mephisto? I don't know. No, it was something with the M. It was just weird. All I'm saying is that
Metamorpho.
I knew this was going to happen. We said when it was announced, James Gunn, Peter Safran, one of the first things I said on the Hero Hour show was, I don't think going extremely obscure in the beginning is smart. I think you got to get the big boys. They got to get some credibility. Like Green, like the actual Green, not this guy, guard geek. Green Lantern. Green Lantern, Cyborg, Aquaman. They got to, Wonder Woman. They got to be the focus, the focal point first before you go to the fucking Authority and Creature Commandos. And now, people online are like, oh my god, they're doing the Terrifics. I don't give a fuck about the Terrifics. I want to see
the
I don't know. I want to see the big guys first. Like, golly. Like, Plastic Man, what are we doing?
I guess my big concern with this is is it going to be a Superman movie or is it just going to be here's a bunch of these DC characters and we're just setting them all up.
Here are these geeks. I don't know. Here's Guy Gardner and Metamorphoman and fucking Plastic Stretch Guy. And I mean, Hawkgirl's cool. That's dope to me. Who was the other one they were talking about? Oh, the Mr. Terrific. What are we doing? Oh my god. This universe has not started yet, and I'm just so annoyed.
Dwayne's already pissed off this universe.
Oh my god.
For real.
Okay.
Jesus.
Anybody have any thoughts? Leo, Alex, anything regarding the new castings for...
Guy Gardner, great new cast. That Finn Wittrock, what a bad cast that was. I'm so glad to get Nathan Fillion in. And a Lantern anyway? Awesome! Isabella, I'm so happy for her to be Hawk Girl, because honestly, that was my first celeb interview, so it's like nice to see
her
grow as an actress, and it's been like really cool seeing her continue to climb up in roles, and I really like that casting a lot. Only thing about Nathan Fillion is I'm like, man, can we get a main Lantern? What's up with these crumbs, bro?
Like, yes, like I'm so tired.
John Stewart or Hal Jordan up in this.
We did this with Zack Snyder's Justice League. Sorry, Amanda. We did this with Zack. Like, we're like, we gotta see crumbs of Green Lantern. Put the fucking Lantern on the screen.
And don't make it a TV show. Make it an actual movie.
I am so tired of, like, I'm so tired of these geeks. Can we get the actual versions of the...
So I'm with you, Dwayne. I feel this because I feel like the big focus should be the Trinity at the start.
Trinity, like every
Batman, Superman.
The fact that he announced that first movies of the slate, right? And I know he said there's more to come, but the fact that there was not an ounce of Wonder Woman. I'm not talking about Themyscira. I'm talking about Wonder Woman. Like, where is Wonder Woman? Why is like Wonder Woman just completely moved to the side, and then like Batman is the Brave and the Bold, and
why is the
Booster Gold before?
I got a theory about Wonder Woman. I think they're contemplating Gal right now. Like, I think they're kind of like, should we just keep her or not? Like, I think they're stuck.
Oh, my head hurts.
Because Gal like really changed the scope of the character. It's hard to separate from that.
No, I agree. I just if you didn't know what you were gonna do, if that's the case, to take more time to figure it out.
Here's my worry too. Like, I think we all had this worry. Is James Gunn just casting his buddies like Nathan Fillion again? And like his wife's gonna, I mean, he's gonna carry over his wife, like that whole thing with Peacemaker and his wife being, I already know that she's gonna be in it again and everything, and I don't know, man.
So that argument is funny to me. I mean, I don't mind, but okay. I don't care if you cast your faves. Okay.
No, yeah, I know.
I really don't. Like, me, here's my thought process on it. I don't care if you personally cast your faves. I don't care. My issue is when you say I'm not, and then you do. I'm like, well, just who cares? It's also too, it's like, me personally, I don't think you should be on Twitter commenting on every geek. Like, you don't need to comment on Steven 1792 with the profile picture of like Dragon Ball Z. I mean, you don't have to comment to that guy. He has like 4 followers. He doesn't know anybody. He just signed on. Like, what are we doing? And what he said, I think like a couple of months ago, the guy is like, dude, why are you hiring? Why are you keeping all your guys here for the universe? He's like, I'm not. And then like a couple weeks later, it's like, well, Peacemaker's going to continue, and this is going to continue, and Amanda Waller. And I'm like, well, that's my issue. Just why are you lying?
Yeah.
Just say you are, and then just say, hey, listen, I want to keep my people that I did. Sorry. And then move on. I'd be better if you just did that. But as far as people casting, I mean, how many movies has like Leonardo DiCaprio done with like Scorsese? I don't care about that, you know? Yeah. Or like, what's his face? Nolan and Michael Caine. They're like besties with like roles, you know? I don't care. But it's just the fact of, I'm not doing that, and then doing the exact thing that someone called you out for. It's just kind of crazy to me. But Amanda, any thoughts on these castings?
Like you said, they're all like random people. And I just, I think he tweeted today too, that, you know, every character that he puts in Superman Legacy is helping Superman's story with Lois. And I'm like, but I don't believe you, because I just don't believe you. I'm sorry. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, why are you getting these random characters, bottom of the barrel, not Hot Girl, but like bottom of the barrel.
Right. Like, F-listers.
Okay. No, not Hot Girl. Hot Girl is great.
Hot Girl's like gods here. Like, I'm really happy with that casting. Above everything. But I'm just like, how are they going to help his character. I'm not understanding this. I don't get it. Cause like,
dude, Superman's gonna take a backseat in his own movie, isn't he?
So, I just like to cut in, but like in the last Justice League animated movie, they were talking about recruiting Guy Gardner, and both Hal and John were like, "No, no." And,
see, they don't even remember that.
I don't know. Like, if the main villain is like Brainiac, what the fuck is a like? I don't know, Plastic the Man do against Brain? Yeah. Like,
there's no way Brainiac's the first villain.
He should be.
I want to see it.
I don't want to see Lex or Zod again.
Yeah, but you can't start with Brainiac. I don't think.
No, I get. I understand. I understand where she's coming from. It's like starting a Spider-Man movie with like Venom. I get it. It's like you got to build to like those characters.
I'd be surprised. Well, but since we're rebuilding again, sorry.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. I just. I was like, and I was somebody who was like, oh, Superman Legacy, I want like a bright, I've been saying that for years. Like, I want a bright, hopeful Superman, but not when he's not like flying in rain and everything's sad. I want like a nice, bright Superman movie. And I was excited, but all it is, like the Lois casting, I love. The castings I love as far as like Superman and Lois, I'm all about. But getting into all of this and people... There are people who are like, oh, dude, it's okay. Just wait and see. But no, you were the same folks that was mad at No Way Home when they started announcing all these characters being in No Way Home. I know No Way Home turned out fine, ultimately. But it's like, this ain't no multiverse movie. I just want some Superman by himself. It's like the same such issues that I had with like Spider-Man when they were trying to put everybody into Spider-Man's movie, like when Homecoming. I'm like, I don't want anybody else. I just want Spider-Man. And that's it. I don't need Tony Stark. I don't need this person, that person. So we will see what happens. Any thoughts, Josie, regarding Superman Legacy's new casting of Nathan Fillion and all of that and Hawkgirl?
Not really. I'm not that interested. I'm not the biggest James Gunn fan. And whenever I hear about Nathan Fillion, I just think about Big Mouth. Well, nobody gets that, and I don't know what to tell you.
Good. Well, and I think for the villain, you're going to either go with Lobo, or they're going to kind of do this like anti-hero authority type of deal. I don't know. I think starting with Lobo could be a good place to start.
You said starting with Lobo? Like, wait, what do you mean?
Like him being the villain of this movie.
As long as it's not Jason Momoa, I don't want them to do that bullshit. Yeah. That doesn't make it. That's just
like
stupid.
let's please not do that.
Reboot the whole thing. I'm so done. I'm so done with all this. Momoa, I know it is. Like, reboot. Just like. All right, guys. I think that's it. So we got for this episode of the Cinemania World Show. Really appreciate you guys all for listening. If you've listened this far, thank you for joining us. I'll go around, get everyone's social medias, and let's start with you, Alex. Let everyone know where they can follow you.
You can follow me at my official website, alexmaddenmovies.mystrikinglate.com. All my social media links, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, are all there for you guys to enjoy.
All right, and let's go to you, Amanda.
Yeah, you guys can always follow me over at AMXNDReviews on Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, and now Threads as well. You can check out my YouTube, Candid Cinema, and my website, CandidXCinema.com. Oh my God, thanks. I've been practicing.
Let's go to you, Leo.
Guys, if you're over on YouTube, go ahead and search up Geekly Goods. You'll see a logo with 2 G's and me in it now. Come on over, that's me. Guys, let's talk some geek. We got a lot coming up with My Adventures with Superman, the next episode. And also, potentially, some Harley Quinn here soon. Potentially, that season 4. And working on a couple other things, guys. But come on over and then follow me at Geekly Goods on all social media platforms.
All right, and Josie.
Hello, you can follow me at the Josie Marie on Twitter, Letterboxd, and Threads as well. So that's that plug too.
You can follow me on Twitter, everyone, at Cinemaniac94. You can follow the podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can follow me on Threads, _Cinemaniac94. And as far as the schedule for us coming up in the next few days, so we will have our Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning number 35 part 4 review this weekend at some point. I have to see it first. And then we will go through some box office on Sunday with Larry and I. And then next week, we're going to be in Comic-Con. It's going to be myself, Leo, Larry, Hannah, and Mads from the team, and Kayla. And we'll be out there, and we'll be reviewing... Oh, God, I hope someone's okay. We'll be out there. We'll be reviewing Barbie and Oppenheimer, and we'll be covering the event and what happens. And stay tuned for all that. Stay tuned for shows from over there. And that is it, everyone. Thank you guys for joining us. My name is Dwayne. That was Manda, Josie, Leo, and Alex. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.